Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We come to your table for fullness. Have your seat. God bless you. My choir, God bless you. Week one, normally when we have a touch service, it doesn't look like our church is scattered everywhere. Ushers, please, when you come to church, move to the next available seat. I feel in the touch service, you have a rock service. Everybody should be on the rock. And then the others will not scattered. It's not good on TV. It's not good on the screen. If you watch it online, it looks as if our church is not a serious church. So third service, all the services are not like this. So people that come for third service, please, don't run for the first row. Just move quickly. Maybe I will exempt you today and see next week. Or as you just use authority and say, everybody move forward. But let's just relax in God's presence. Ephesians 3:19. As we take the communion, Ephesians 3:19, that we might be filled to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So there is something, there is, as good as knowledge is, knowledge has its limitation. There is a fullness that God gives that is above every form of knowledge. Can we pray that as we come to the communion table today, I receive all the fullness of God. Can we pray? We receive all the fullness of God. Everything that in God that passes knowledge. As we receive, as we come to the communion table, I receive all the fullness of God. All the fullness. All the fullness of God. I have access to the fullness of God at this communion table. Can we ask for the fullness? I access the fullness of God as I take up this communion. I access the fullness of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Romans 15:29. Romans 15:29. Lord, we ask for your fullness. Fullness. For fullness. In the name of Jesus. Romans 15:29. Can we read together? I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessings of God. Can we just, as we take of this communion, we partake of the fullness of the blessings of God. Can we pray as we take this communion, we partake, we move in the fullness of the blessings of God. The fullness of the blessings of God. The fullness of the blessings of God. We partake of the fullness of the blessings of God. We partake of the fullness of the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's pray. As we partake of the blessings of this table, every lack is terminated in the name of Jesus. Every lack, lack of love, lack of greetings, lack of palatable experiences, every lack is terminated. As we partake of this table, as we partake of this communion, receive the fullness of our blessings. Fullness of the blessing. Fullness of the blessings. Fullness of the blessings of God. We partake of the fullness. Fullness of the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Daniel 1:9. We receive the fullness of the favor of God. Daniel 1:9. Let's go into specific or some fullness of God that we want to enjoy. God gave Daniel favor, compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuch. So in the sight of chiefs, people that matter, great men of art, great men on the earth, the Lord has partake of this communion. The Lord begin to give us favor in their sight, in their presence. Can we pray together? As I partake of this communion, I partake of the fullness of the blessings of God. I partake of the fullness of the favor of God. Fullness of the favor. Fullness of the favor. Fullness of the favor. I partake of the fullness of the favor of God. Fullness of the favor of God. As I partake of this communion, I partake of the fullness of the favor of God. Of the fullness of the favor of God. I partake of the fullness of the favor of God. I partake in this communion. I partake of the fullness. Fullness of the favor. It didn't be mumma. I can move
you pray. It didn't be mumma. I cannot help but worship you. I cannot help but give you praise. I cannot help but worship
you. I cannot help but partake of this communion by your fullness. By your fullness. By your fullness. Let every inadequate area of my life be filled. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. John 1:16. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. of his fullness as we partake of this communion of your fullness. We receive grace upon grace. Can you talk to him? Receive grace upon grace. Receive grace upon grace. Receive grace upon grace. Receive grace upon grace. We receive grace upon grace. We receive grace upon grace. We receive grace upon grace as we partake of this communion. We receive grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Fullness of grace. By this communion, fullness of grace. Fullness of your grace. Fullness of your grace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Fullness of health. Can you talk to him? Have I taken of this communion? Life. Fullness of health. I receive life. I receive fullness of health. I receive life. Fullness of health. I receive life. And fullness of health. I receive life. And fullness of health. By this communion. Life and fullness. Life and fullness. By the reason of a covenant, resident in the communion, I receive health in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want us to speak health into every area of our life. Health to what I do. Health. Health to my body. Health. Health. Healthy experiences. Healthy expectation. I speak health. I speak health. I speak health to my expectation. Health. Health to my body. Health. Health to my life. Health. Health to my career. Health to what I do. Health. 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 I speak health. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can we quickly take up a communion and take some prayers?
Now recognize.
By the communion at the second service, somebody shared another one again. As we take of the body, broken body of Jesus, let it be health to your flesh, health to your body, health to your organs, health to your life in the name of Jesus. By the reason of this communion, we take away sickness from your family. We speak health for you. Health in your life in the name of Jesus. Some are healthy in their body, but in their soul and spirit they are not. Can we pray health in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my emotion, in my mind? Health by this communion. Health. I receive the peace of the Lord by this communion. Peace. 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 By this communion. Peace. To every troubled heart. Peace. 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 Body. Spirit. Soul. Peace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we take of the broken body of the Lord? We thank you. Fullness of your blessings, fullness of your grace, fullness of your favor, fullness of health by this communion, fullness of favor in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Galatians 4, verse 4 speaks about the fullness of time. There might be something you have been waiting for. By this communion, you are entering the fullness of the time for manifestation of your heart desires in the name of Jesus. And when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. And I am saying, when the fullness of God time has come, God instituted the communion for us this Sunday to make that thing work for us. Hello. So it's a fullness of time. So before we take of a blow, bow down your heads. What were you waiting for a long time? By this communion, by this covenant, the Lord is bringing you to the fullness of that time. Can you talk to him? What have you been expecting? What have you been waiting for? This is the fullness of time. This is the fullness of time. It's my time. It's the fullness of time. It's my time. It's the fullness of time for me. The fullness is the right timing. It is the season. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amos 9:13, the scripture God gave me this morning. We've taken it throughout the three services. You know, is you can take the staircase or you can take the elevator. Both has their pros and their cons. By the time you take the staircase, you sweat, you become fitter, but at a cost of pain and some things. If you take the elevation, no sweat, not of your power, the other thing, the elevator does all the work. Can we read Amos 9:13, the old church which got an ESV? Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that sowed the seed. The mountain shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. Remember, it is the fullness of time for this to happen. Give me a message translation so that we understand what he's saying better. Okay, message translation. Let's go. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Call the tree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings, blessings, like wine pouring up the mountains and the hills. And that is the time we have come into, is a fullness of time for the quick works of God in our life. Can we lift our hands up and I say, as we take of a communion, quick works, quick works, quick works, quick works, quick works, fast works, quick works, quick works, quick works, quick works. Many good things happening at the same time. 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 We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So in the fullness of time, we receive speed. We receive quick work. See, good things are happening to us in multiple ways at the same time. In the name of Jesus. By this covenant, it shall be established. It shall come to pass. As much as it is your expectation, as high as it is your faith, let these things be drawn unto you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Can we take of the blood? In the name of Jesus. Can we ask that by this blood, every outstanding in our life is settled? Let's pray together. By the blood of the covenant, every outstanding is settled. Mention that outstanding and ask for settlement. I ask for settlement. I ask for settlement. I ask for settlement of outstanding. Remind him of anything outstanding and ask him to remember the covenant and bring about a settlement. Remember the covenant and bring about a settlement of every outstanding. Remember the covenant and bring about a settlement of every outstanding. Remember the covenant and bring about a settlement of every outstanding. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church said, there are two ways the Bible, Lord, expects us to live on life, in life. And living in such ways will enable us to walk in the supernatural. For us to have supernatural life. The entry point of supernatural living is what I want to show you this morning. The foundation of supernatural living, the entry point of supernatural living, the only way by which you judge everything supernatural is the foundation, is the middle, is the height. All everything supernatural can only be found in this way. Matthew 4:4. I remember this is one of the first memory verse I knew in my life. Apart from John 3:16. I know there are three memory verses that I remember I knew a long time ago. My son, when sinners entice you, consent thou not. Proverbs 1:10, if I'm still right. I'm still there. Okay. John 3:16. And this is one of the scriptures I knew a long time ago. Didn't have the kind of understanding when I was young that I have now about this. Can we all read together? But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by jollof rice and plantain alone. Did you see that in your Bible? You people have left me alone. Okay, let's go. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In the world, there are two ways of surviving. There you survive by eating physical food. For some of us, if you have not eaten by 8 a.m., you are in trouble. Your body will be shaking. Eat. So fasting is not for you. Your own choice. If you have not eaten by 8, the person starts shaking. By 12, he's already screaming. By 1, he's becoming irritable. By 3, everybody around him is an enemy. Why? Because he has not eaten physical food. But the law, the Bible said, as long as you live on this earth, there are two ways of you living. By physical food and by spiritual food. And all of us take physical food. And I'm not sure, I did not check before coming. But scientists tell us that man cannot do without food for a certain time, water for a certain time, air for a certain time. So many of us have been taking jollof rice and plantain, forgetting that there is another side of it that we must live by if we need to live supernaturally on earth. And that is by living by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if you are living by food and you are not living by spiritual food, you are weak, you are lean, you are powerless, you are ordinary, you are normal. When you eat, live by physical food, you are normal, you are ordinary. Everybody does that. When you live by spiritual food and physical food, you become powerful. You become extraordinary. You become supernatural. So brethren, if you want to live supernaturally, you live supernaturally by the word of God. So the foundation of supernatural life, foundation of you having a higher height in the spirit realm, is you living by the word of God. You see many people, they look healthy. They gym. They look strong. But if you look at their spiritual picture, they are weak. They are almost dead. In fact, any small breeze by a small witch will kill them at any time. Why? They are not spiritually strong. So what is your spiritual weight? Ma, sir, please help me ask somebody. What is your spiritual weight? What's your spiritual statistics? That can only be known by the word of God. And that's why the Bible is saying, man shall not live by bread alone. To live supernaturally on earth, you only live by the word of God. You only live by the word of God. To survive supernaturally, to rule supernaturally, to reign supernaturally, it can only be done by the word of God. Psalm 138, verse 2. Whatever keeps you from the word of God is your number one enemy in life. If you are the one keeping yourself from the word of God, you are your number one enemy. Whatever keeps you from the word of God is your enemy. Psalm 138, verse 2. See the rating of the word of God. I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above. Can we read that place together? For you have exalted above all things your name and your word, including your pain, including the delay, including the trouble, including your boss, including the president, he has exalted his name and his word above all else. And all else bows to the word and the name of Jesus. So when there is an issue, look for what the word of God says about it, and it settles it. When there is an issue, it's not the time to cry. When there is an issue, it's not the time to run helter-skelter. When there is an issue, it's the time to ask what the word of God is saying about that issue. That is the only way by which you live the supernatural life. The supernatural life is lived by and through the word of God. Can you help me ask somebody there? When last did you read the word? Now I can't hear you. Can you ask the person, let me hear you? Well, the person does not have to give you answer because there might be some embarrassment I don't want in church. But think about it. How long can you survive without food, physical food? How long? And now think about it. How long can you survive without physical food before you become very weak? Now think about it. How long have you been doing without the word of God in your life? So for us to live supernaturally, we need to live by the word of God. For us to live supernaturally, we need to live by the provisions and the principles in the word of God. There are some things provided for in the word of God. There are some conditions given by the word of God. We need to live by those conditions and those provisions. So if the word of God says when you wake up, kick something, do that immediately when you wake up. But I know the word of God did not say that. It's just an example. Whatever the word asks you to do, do it. Live by the provision and the principles of the word of God. Live by the instructions, by the directives of the word of God, by the instructions and the directives of the word of God. Live continually by the instructions and the directives of the word of God. That is the only way that you live supernaturally on earth. Because remember, that word is exalted above everything on earth. Let's look at what the Bible says about the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Can we all read together? All scripture. Let's go. All scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 17 says that so that the man of God might be thoroughly equipped, fashioned for every good work. But leave it here. Look at what it says. All scripture is breathed out by God and it is profitable. The main standard of profiting in life is the word of God. The word of God is profitable. The word of God is profitable. The word of God is the only source of profit for life, destiny, and supernatural on earth. And that word is profitable because it is God breathed. So when you want to live like God on earth, when you want to live like an ambassador of God online life, you only live that way by the breath of God upon his word. Listen to me. Look at this. When God created man, man was a clay. And what made man living? When God breathed into man, man started living and has life. The same way, when the word of God was being written by men, God breathed into it. So that the same way you have life by the breath of God, the word of God has life by the breath of God. So listen, in the word of God, there are stories. But the word of God is not a storybook. In the word of God, there are history. The word of God is not a history book. In the word of God are songs. But the word of God is not a strong book. The word of God is a living, life-giving, life-sustaining. The word of God is life itself. So, if you make it a story, it becomes Christian religious studies. When you make it life, it becomes a transforming agent. The choice is yours. You know, if you have done CRS before, I remember checking in those days, you will see contest question. He asked, what contest is it? What this? You can write and write and write, and that word will never change your life. Because for you, it is story, it is history. What you make of the word of God is what it does for you. If you take it as life, it gives you life. If you take it as story, it gives you story. If you take it as a pillow, it becomes a pillow for you. What is the word of God to you? The word of God is the tool and the instrument for supernatural living on earth. Because it's exalted above every other thing. Every other thing was created by the word of God. And every other thing responds to the word of God. That's why he says forever, O Lord, your word is settled. John 6:63. The word of God is life itself, is spirit. John 6:63. New King James. Remember when we're reading 2 Timothy 3:16, it says the word of God is profitable. But look at this place. John 6:63. Let's go. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Remember, what gives profit? The word of God is what is profitable. Whatever you do in the flesh by your power to show off that you have arrived, that you are religious, that you are higher than anybody, it does not profit you anything. You can receive the applause of earth and the anger of heaven at the same time. Did you hear me? You can receive the applause of the earth and the anger of heaven at the same time. But the word of God is profitable. Let's look at the spirit. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. It might look like profiting. It's for a while. It will fail you. It might look like profiting. It's for a while. It will disappoint you. It might look like profiting. Is for a while, it will perish. But the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. I've shared with you before what the church member shared with my wife. I came and I preached about words one day. And somebody that has a garden went home and planted garden. And said he wanted to test what pastor said. Planted two kinds of this. And he will wake up in the morning. Because I shared there about a book I read where a man wakes up and curses one and blesses one. And the one that was cursed died. And the one that was blessed. But this church member decided not to curse. He decided to say, just small prayer, like good morning to this. And this one, bless. You'll be sweet. You'll be better than this. And then, after this thing, she harvested the plant. And the one that she was giving the good morning kind of blessing was just normal. The plant was not big enough. It was not as sweet. The other one was bumpy, beautiful, came out fine. It was sweeter. That is what, if the word of a child of God can do that, how much more the word of God in your mouth? That is why you must speak the word of God more than anything you speak in life. But Ukraine, Russia, 12, which other one? Eh? Asu strike. Do Do you know that when the Ukraine and Russia crisis started, I didn't know. It was when they were about to go and bomb that I knew. This was me, that if I don't read the news in a day, I'm not complete. I must read like 3-4 newspapers. When I discovered that what I read matters, the word of God, and the news I read that I cannot change, what can I do about us? What can I do about Ukraine and Russia? What can I do about people using fuel as souvenir? What can I do about it? What will it do to me? No, now, what has it done to you? But the same, the only thing that will do you good, we have abandoned it. That's why I was advising them in the first service. Know your weakness. Know your weakness. I'm an IT person. I've done IT all my working life. So everything I do is on laptop, is on iPad, is on phone. Don't say, because your pastor is using phone with Bible, go and use it. If you are a TikTok addict, Facebook addict, Twitter addict, Instagram addict, don't put your Bible on your phone. Because when you are about opening the Bible, you will just hear, dang-dang. So you will want to check what is happening on Instagram. But by the time you check, you will not be moving it. You'll be moving it and be checking the picture. And you see, there are many witnesses in the house. Go back and buy a physical Bible. Bible on computer is not for you. Hello, are we here? Let nothing distract you from what is profitable, from what is life, from what is spirit. The word of God is profitable. The word of God is life. The word of God is spirit. And you know what? John 10, 34 and 35. And I take one more. John 10, 34. John 10, 34 and 35. Take them together. Take 34 and 35 together. Put them together. Jesus answered them, is it not written in the law, in your law, you are gods? If he called them gods, let's read that. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God, whom did he call gods? Who did he call gods? Look at it now. You are God. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, at least we did comprehension. Who did he call gods? To the people whom the word of God came. The people to whom the word of God came were called God. So if you want to be a God, small g, on earth, ruling like a God, small g, on earth, you need the word of God. If you want to be an authority in your business, you need the word of God. You were here when our sister came to share a testimony of having halls in the office that needed to be rented out. And for over a year, one particular hall was not taken. And she came to church and I was preaching about the blood of Jesus. And I said, there is nothing that the blood cannot do. The blood will break a seal on any stagnancy. Then she went back to the hall and lay hands on the room and said, our pastor said the blood, and started sprinkling the blood. When she left, either the second day or the same day, somebody came in and paid for 1 year for the hall that nobody has taken in the past. Why? The word of God gives life. But this same word I'm preaching, some who cannot understand it will come through here, it will go through the other side, nothing. The word gives life. The word makes you an authority on earth. Are we here? Little you, don't look down on yourself. You are not little when you have the word of God. Anyone that has the word of God is not little. But you see, the part of this verse I like is in bracket. Please, let me have it on the screen, please. And the scripture cannot be broken. The scripture will break everybody rather than for it to be broken. The scripture will rather destroy anything rather for it to be broken. The day the scripture can be is broken, God ceases from being God. The day the scripture is broken, God ceases being God. Therefore, you can take the scripture to bank. It is exalted above every other thing. And it will enable you to live the supernatural life on earth. Let me close with this. Isaiah 19 verse 20. Isaiah 19, 20. I love this. I'll just take one. Only this. Acts 19, 20. Acts 19:20. If you understand this, it will bring increase, multidimensional increase, into various areas of your life. Acts 19:20. Put it, let's read together. So the word of God grew mightily and prevailed. The word of God has the capacity to bring an increase mightily. And the word of God has the capacity to make you win the battles of life. Has the capacity to make you prevail over every circumstance. Whenever you want to have your way, the word of God becomes weak on your behalf. Whenever you want God to have his way, his word becomes strong on your behalf. What you need is the word of God for every challenge you have that you are going through. You need a word for that situation. The word of God grows mightily. And the word of God always prevails. The word of God always prevails. The word of God always prevails. You see, the word of God sometimes is like, have you used that kind of gel that we used to use in those days? When you want to start it, you roll it. Have you used it before? Sometimes that's how the word of God works. When it has been down for long and you have not used it, when you come and you want to use it, the first time you do it, it will do boom. It will be as if it's not working. Boom. 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 Then it starts working. When you start quoting it, when you start praying, and it looks as if it's not working, don't think it's not working. It is the first step. It's bah, 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 bah. Continue speaking the word, continue quoting the word until it works. It always works. It always prevails. It is always mighty. The word of God always increases. Whatever keeps you from the world is your number one enemy. If you are the one keeping yourself from the world, you are your own worst enemy. The word of God is the foundation for supernatural living. Without it, you can't live supernaturally. So I want to welcome you to living by the word of God, so that your life will be transformed supernaturally. As we go into the month, we'll take more, explain more to you about how the word of God can do supernatural things in your life. Bow down your heads. Let us pray together. Say, Lord, give me a fresh appetite for your word. Give me a fresh appetite for your word. Fresh love for your word. Fresh appetite for your word. Fresh appetite for your word. Fresh love for your word. Can we pray that? Oh Lord, let your word prevail over every circumstance of my life. Let your word prevail over every situation in my life. Oh Lord, give me a fresh appetite for your word, and let your word prevail. 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 We thank you. Can we pray? Your word is exalted above all. Let your word be exalted above every circumstance facing me. Let your word be exalted above every circumstance. Let your word be elevated, exalted, lifted above every circumstance. Say, I prevail by the word. I prevail by the word over every issue of life. I prevail I prevail, I prevail, I prevail, I prevail, I prevail, I prevail, I prevail by your word. I prevail by your word. The word is an answer to every question. The word is a solution to any trouble, every problem. The word is the only solution. The word is above. He that is from above is above all. The word is from above, and the word prevails above all. You can trust the word. You can speak the word. You can pray the word. And the word will bring changes. I ask that the word, as we go into studying of a dimension of the word for supernatural, let the word prevail. Let the word bring an opening. Let the word of God prevail in every area of your life. May you begin to rule by the word. May you begin to reign by the word. May you begin to live supernaturally by your word. By the word, by your word. May your business have a touch of the power of the word. May your health have a touch of the power of the word. May your family have a touch of the power of the word. May what you do have a touch of the power of the word. May your walk with God have a touch of the power of the word. In the name of Jesus. Can we take the last prayer? Whatever is taking you away from the word of God, the Lord rebuke you. Can I pray? The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Whatever is taking you away from the word, the Lord rebuke you. Whatever, like a bird, is taking away the seed of the word of God from my heart after I leave church. Whatever, like a bird, is swallowing the seed of the word from my heart. Whatever is making me not to do the good things I know to do, the good thing of studying the word, reading the word, whatever is stopping me from doing them, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lord, we thank you for your word that has come as it is. Let it bring life to every hearer here. Give everyone here grace to be doer of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I give an advice? If it's possible, don't eat physical food until you have taken spiritual food. If you struggle to read the word, just make up your mind. I will never eat in a day until you have studied the word of God. If you give to it and you put your body to check, you will come back and share testimonies of what the word of God will do for you. Are we here? If you are struggling with it, make sure before you eat physically, you eat spiritually and see your life change. Welcome to Living by the Word of God for the supernatural. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.